I was just imagining what it would be like to have a friend, you, that I've known for a while, and we've gotten pretty close, that we have these nights that I come over and we'll binge watch TV and eat junk food, play games. And of course, we'd regret it in the morning because we would have to go to the gym. Something that we do on the regular. It's the norm for us. But this night was different. I would maybe accidentally brush up against your arm and you would jump up and excuse yourself to the bathroom. You would be in there for maybe 5 minutes and I would start hearing panting and muffled moans, maybe some whimpers, and I would go and open the door. Typical of you to forget to lock it, and I'd catch you with your dick in your hand, wide-eyed and embarrassed, maybe seeing the faintest hint of a blush. And I would just kind of smirk and ask if you needed help with that. You would still be shocked, so I'd lead you back to your room and lay you on your bed, slightly ghost my hand over your thighs, getting closer to where I know you want it to be. And ask again, do you want help with that? You would finally snap out of it and shake your head, yeah. And so I would start to slowly run my hand up your cock. It's already pretty slick with all that pre-cum you had. And I would make sure to twist my hand when I got to the tip, just to drive you crazy. And I'd say, why did you try to hide? You didn't want me to see you come. You didn't want me to see your big, hard cock. And you would just say, no. I wanna come for you. And I would go, really? Because it didn't seem like it. You didn't even want me to hear you muffling your moans in there. It was such a shame because you sounded really good. And I'd keep on stroking and stroking, and soon you would start to pump your dick into my hands all by yourself. And this pre-cum would just be oozing out the tip. It would look so good. But in my head I'm thinking, you don't deserve to have my mouth on your cock. Because you're being so bad. So, today, you only get my hands. But of course, I'm not gonna let you know that. Because the essence of getting nothing, or just imagining, letting your imagination run wild, is all part of the fun for me. And so I say, do you want to come now? And you would be so close to the edge, so close that you would tell me not to stop. And I might not. I was just waiting for the right moment just waiting till you get so close to coming that one little pump would do you in, and I'd stop. Because you don't get what you want. Not after what you did. I'd say, you know, I don't think it's fair that you're gonna be the only one coming. And you'd say, of course not. I want you to feel good too. And I'd say, oh really? I'll keep that in mind. And I would continue to stroke your cock. You'd be so sensitive. Ugh, all that pre-cum. Ugh, it's all over my hand. And I'd continue to pump until you came. All over my hand. So much cum would be all over. And then I slowly take that hand and rub it over my pussy because I am so wet just hearing you moan and whimper and groan for me. It's just so sexy. I couldn't help it, but I'd stop because you're gonna eat my pussy now. You're gonna eat my pussy because I said so. And I'd hover it over your face, just out of your reach so you can smell how fucking wet I am for you. And then I'd lower it down and you would just start to devour my pussy. Like it's the last meal on earth. Because you would want to make me come, don't you? You want to make me come? Then you better do a good job. And right when you're gonna get me there, I'd stop because I have to be focused for what's gonna come next. I'd say, you know, since you want to go off and sneak in the bathroom and come all by yourself, I'm gonna make you come over and over and over again until I say stop. And I'd grab your balls and say, there's so much cum still in here. You're gonna be coming all night. But, you know, it's just a thought.